As long as we're talking about immune therapy, I'm kind of curious. I've kind of heard, or we know that the problems that have occurred with alpelisib and I guess other PI3 kinase inhibitors are, quote, immune related. They may be delayed. What's the biology of, PI3 kinase inhibition as it relates to these immune things?
Well, it's interesting. The PI3 kinase pathway and the mTOR pathway have a significant role in tumor cells. That's why we use it. But they also have a significant role in immune cells, particularly T cells. So when you interfere with that pathway, you will actually change the regulation of T cells and how they function. And so we're finding that a number of these agents, and just to remind people, an mTOR inhibitor, which is kind of a little further downstream of that whole pathway, rapamycin is used as an anti-rejection therapy for different transplant scenarios. So the PI3 kinase pathway is very relevant for T cell function. So interestingly, when you inhibit that, clearly you're going to inhibit the malignant cell, but you're going to modulate and change the function of T cells. And what we found is that earlier in the disease course you use these agents, when the immune system is still much more functional, before it's very beaten up by heavy-duty chemotherapy, that's when there's a substantially greater risk that your immune system is activated in an unfavorable fashion and you get problems such as colitis, pneumonitis, various skin issues, infection problems, and the like.
And before we get into some of the other issues related to follicular lymphoma, I am curious about your observation, particularly in terms of alpelisib, but also this whole class of agents. I mean, this patient seemed like she had a good benefit, good response from treatment, but there have been a lot of concerns. Obviously, it's approved also with CLL about toxicity. Where do you think these agents are heading? I know there are others. There's copanlisib. Do you think others may be, more beneficial? Or is this all just going to kind of go away and we're going to be doing new things?
So I do think that's a good question, and it's actually quite a complicated one because I do think there are going to be ways to use this class of agents in populations of patients at lower risk so that we don't actually pick the patients at high risk develop side effects and toxicities. And the new agents may actually be better at really kind of targeting the malignant cell with less off-target effects on other cells. But I do think it's a crowded field with lots of other agents all competing for similar space. And toxicity is obviously something that bothers treating physicians quite substantially. So if you have two agents that look very similar in efficacy, but their toxicity profiles are very different, one being easy and one being a lot harder, that does really drive people to use the agents that are easier to give.